Hello and welcome to our vital Q&A call, coaching call for the month of April 2018. These are the calls where you get to ask me whatever it is on your mind regarding health, or regarding questions, confusions, issues, just things you want to know about your health, your other people's health. It's not a time where I can diagnose conditions, or I really prefer not to answer questions related to my aunt in, you know, ashwagandha, which is an herb. My aunt in Chicago has hot flashes. What should I tell her to do? Because there's no way we can do questions like that. Okay. But if you have some general questions about, wait, somebody told me about this herb for that condition. Have you had any experience with it? You want to know specific things related to how to take care of your thyroid, what are good foods to support what specific nutrients, whatever's on your mind, really. We like that to happen. So the way that you can ask questions, and I'll get to answer, is if you're on the telephone, you can do a *2 on your telephone keypad, and that will raise your hand, and then I'll call on you. That's my favorite way because I like to talk to people. I like to talk to real people. If you're on the web call, there's some other way you can do it where you can, I don't know how exactly, but I think it differs from browser to browser, but there's a little spot where you can click and it'll say raise hand. If you're on the website itself and you want to just type it in, there's two different spots. There's a Q&A and then there's a chat. The chat is two-way conversation, so if there's a question you just want me to see, especially if you want to remain anonymous or you just want to go by initials, you can put that in there and I will respect that desire for privacy, but I'm going to ask you questions back and forth and hopefully you'll be able to answer those. And that's about it. So we, unusual month because I'm leaving tomorrow for almost 2 weeks in Europe, actually a week and a half, to visit my son, and I'm very excited about that. And so I've got tomorrow, we have our vital health topic call, and we scheduled it to be with one of my trained and certified health coaches, Jan, and she's going to talk about autism. And whether you have been touched, your lives have been touched by someone with autism, whether it's someone in your family, a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, or a friend's child, or you don't, or you know kids with ADD, or you yourself feel like you have this attention problem, those are all things that are on the autistic spectrum. So a lot of the stuff that Jan's going to talk about in terms of gut health and detox and things like that could be very helpful for just about everybody. And it's just interesting. She's a very good speaker and had a lot of personal experience with it, having had a daughter, and plus she's been trained by Julie Matthews, who runs an institute for actually helping kids with autism through nutrition. So she's been trained by her as well as through me in nutritional endocrinology. So I highly recommend that you attend that call. It's tomorrow. It will be recorded, of course. All of our calls are recorded. So for those of you who are new, welcome. Thank you for being here. And let's just go for it. Let's just get started. This is my last call before vacation. I'm very, very excited. So who's out here? Ellen says hi, and Lynn Rose says hi, and Lynn DJ, as I like to call her, says hi, and Lynn Rose puts in, my Chiro tested me on the stockpile of supplements I have, and out of a ton of what I thought were wonderful essential ones, only 5 strengthened me, the rest made me weak. Very frustrating and costly. I'm hoping that I can get the essentials with food, but okay. You know, that's a great comment here because a lot of times, you know, theoretically we read about certain supplements, we're educated in certain supplements and we think I need this, I need that, I need the other thing. And when we put too much into our bodies, when it's not ready for it, it gets confused. So what I've found in my, you know, 30 years plus of working with people and doing, I did muscle testing a lot when I would see people face to face here. And what I'd find is that the body like needs things in stages. So you got tested today and it came down to these 5 supplements. Be strict with those. Take those 5 supplements, upregulate your diet the way you know how, with fresh, whole foods, eating in a relaxed state, incorporating your stress management, and you know the 7 pillars, doing all those things. And then have them retest you in a month, 3 weeks to a month. And then see if any of the other things start to be needed. Because that's what I find with me, myself personally. I buy a lot of things just to test them out, just to see what they're like. And what I do is I have this stuff and I test myself before I take anything anymore. I used to test myself once a week, then I muscle test myself. And what I find is there's a group of things that I need and I don't need them every day. And there's some things that I need one day and not the next. So I've just learned to test myself before I take them. And if you want, when you're together with us at the NEPT retreat, we can actually do a little, you know, short demo on doing that. And everybody can bring in their supplements if they want and get and test themselves and learn how to do that and trust your intuition. So you're very well educated in all the herbs and the homeopathics and essential oils and all that stuff. And so it's easy to get caught in the, oh, let me just try this and let me just try that. And I just find that when I really tune into it, I can feel in, like, I really feel like lately I've been needing berberine and magnesium. And if I don't get enough magnesium, I get like cramps at night. And I find that I get a little angry about it sometimes. It's like, what? I eat tons of greens. I eat pounds and pounds of greens every day. Why should I be weak in magnesium? Truth of the matter is the soil, right? Our soils are depleted. The foods may not have as much as we think they do. I may be using more of it because I work really hard and I'm doing a lot of stuff. So I just accept it, but I don't have to take it every day. When I've neglected to take it for 2 or 3 weeks, then I have to take it every day for a week or two. And then I don't. I can alternate it with other stuff. I started taking and testing for this Oregon grape, which is a good source of berberine. It's an antimicrobial, also good for blood sugar balancing. It's good for liver support. It's good for, it's good for a lot of different things. And I started taking it because I'd been exposed to people who were all getting colds and sniffles and all that around me, and I started to feel a tickle, and I went, okay, what do I need? So taking this and vitamin C, and this just keeps testing for me, so I'm going to keep testing it. And maybe because I got in my bad habits of not sleeping properly, which throws off my blood sugars. Now I'm getting back on that routine and being away. I'm going to sleep a lot, and I may not need that anymore. So there's ways to do that. You know, I'm a very left brain person in the sense of that I like to look at biochemical pathways. You hear me talk about that all the time in our practitioner training. Biochemical pathways and how does this actually work? And, you know, what are the mechanisms and what are the studies and all this? And then the reality is that sometimes it's just not the right timing for our body to take a bunch of stuff, and maybe there's different orders. And one of the ways you do that, which is with more of the esoteric type testing, the muscle testing, the sway testing, the pendulum even, whatever. As long as it's done from the spirit of being really honest and tuning in. I get upset when I see the parlor trick muscle testing, right? Where you go to a health fair and the doctor, naturopath, nutritionist, whoever they might be, has this whole boatload of supplements that they sell. And then they start testing people and I don't always trust it, right? Because everybody walks away with like $200 worth of stuff. So it's really a matter of trusting you, trusting yourself, going into it with a pure spirit. And I would say just go for it, Lynn. This is, even if you've spent all this money, as opposed to getting frustrated, feel relieved that you don't need all that because you don't have to keep spending on it. And then every time you go in and you have them test you again, and you may need some of that under uncertain circumstances. So it's great. And get as much as you can from food and rest and all that kind of stuff. So I'm there with you. I've seen that happen over and over again. And it's sometimes scary to let go of some of those supplements. All right. Let's see. You reminded me that nutraceuticals are made by pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, a lot of them are. It's very true. Those both tested bad for me. Which ones both tested bad for me? Sleep. Okay, sleep. Now, sleep, what's that mean, issue sleep? So in my opinion, there's several different aspects of having a sleep problem. There's the sleep problem of I have a lot to do and I want to just stay up and I don't want to go to bed, and your circadian rhythm gets off and you just don't go to bed. But once you go, you sleep fine. That's me. Another one is you get into bed and can't fall asleep. And another one is you get into bed, you fall asleep just fine, and you wake up in the middle of the night. So each of them will have a very different cause. And I'd recommend, at least initially, Lynn, that you go to the Sweet Spot program and you go to the sleep module and really study those resources. Then you go from there, go to the insulin resistance practitioner training, and we go deeper into sleep. And also look at the sleep resources that we have in the Body Freedom Foundations that's part of NEPT. Now, in addition to all that, when you get to it, we have a whole sleep module. And if you really want access to that sooner rather than later, talk to Lynn about opening that up for you. If you want to jump ahead and get through the sleep module, because we go into even more details on the specific botanicals, which you already know a lot about the botanicals and stuff. So, but it just goes into a little bit more about the sleep habits and hygiene and all that kind of stuff. So talk to me about what your issue is with sleep, and I can offer some better advice. Mary says, berberine brand, please. Well, I'm taking Oregon grape from Herb Farm. That's what I'm taking right now. I also have a berberine from, I think it's Core Essentials or something. I have a liquid berberine. And I also have used capsules of berberine, which I prefer not to do capsules. I like liquids much better. But capsules of berberine from Thorn. Right? A good clean one. Thorn is a good clean one. Probably get one from Pure Encapsulations. And the Oregon grape is a great source of it. So, yeah. Lynn Rose said doctor's incredibly skilled. He does carry standard process stuff. He doesn't, you know, and I didn't mean to say that if somebody carries the supplements and then muscle tests that they're going to be biased. But I really, it's the dog and pony shows that get me. And I've been seeing those where you go into this little fair and they go, oh, let's see, you might need this. And they don't ask you anything about who you are. They don't know anything about your body. They don't know anything about your history, but they're just going to muscle test you to see what you need. I don't believe in that stuff. I believe that we need to look at the integrated whole. We need to look at who is this person? What are their issues? What are some of the possible supplements that might work? And then use the muscle testing to confirm, is this something we should be doing now? Right? Because I'm always asking, I pick up this magnesium, and if I have just taken it and I say, do I need this right now? It just said yes, right? So if I just take this, I put it in some water, and I sit with it, and then 15 minutes later, I go ahead and I ask my body, do you need this now? It'll probably say no, because I just took it. I oftentimes use that sway testing to ask my body, how much do I need? Do I need more than, usually I need about 3 dropperfuls, sometimes less, sometimes more. I'll go, do I need more than 3 dropperfuls? Oh, yes. Do I need more than 4? No. So I'm going to take 4 dropperfuls, and I'm going to put it in my water. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I'm going to swish it around. I'm going to suck it up because it's not good tasting, and I'm just going to take it down. Now, if I wanted to make it good tasting, I could add some peppermint essential oil, some lemon essential oil, and it'll cover up the, it's kind of a metallic-y flavor. Okay. And then in about 10, 15 minutes, I'll go back and test it again and ask my body, do I need it? Once it's had time to absorb, my body will probably say no. So you've had sleep issues most of your life. So one of the things, and we can explore this further if you want, you know, when we're together in person, which we get the opportunity to do more than with most people, but we can explore that because we can look at, you know, some of those past things. And sometimes it's a parasite issue that keeps people up. You know, and parasites come and go, but sometimes there's a parasite you've had your whole life, so that's a possibility. It could be the cortisol goes up in the middle of the night because of some past traumatic event when you were younger, and sometimes a child, and sometimes you may not even remember it consciously, but, you know, a lot of times I talk to people and I find out, you know, dad used to come home at 2:00 in the morning and beat mom up, and so you developed a sleep disorder because you didn't feel safe, right? Or there was a robbery in the middle of the night, or there was, you know, horrible, but incest or something like that happened to you in the middle of the night, but a trauma that kept you realizing it's not safe to fall asleep. And so that's been wired into the nervous system year after year, and that happens. And a lot of times people aren't aware of it until you start to explore. But those are some of the things. Melatonin imbalance. So testing to see where your melatonin is. And in the sweet spot, we have a whole section where we talk about how do you naturally improve your melatonin levels, but also taking melatonin can be a possibility as well, right? It could be high cortisol levels that keep you up at night. So doing some testing to see where your cortisol levels are and adjusting for that. And there's various herbs, hospidital serine, magnolia, even just some of the general gentle nerve sedatives that you know about, like lemon balm and milky oat and passion flower and things like that. So I'm sure you've explored a lot of this, but it may be that having a conversation with one of us to just take you away from you, because it's really hard to be your own doctor sometimes because you're too close to it and you may not ask all the right questions. So we're happy to support you in that. Lynn Rose says thorn and pure encapsulation are what most of the stuff is great because those are clean. Repeater type berberine inbox. I said I don't take berberine right now. I take Oregon grapefruit from Herb Farm. Okay. And then I also will, I have one that I could recommend if you prefer capsules is berberine 500, and Lynn just put that in there. Okay. And she also put up Herb Farm. I just see that. Thank you. So he was specifically testing it for the blood sugar and chest pains with the supplementation. So here's the thing with muscle testing, and you know, not everybody does it as a detailed, it sounds like he's doing it detailed wise. You can test to see if there's a particular part of your body that's having an issue to see if when you put your hand over that part, it weakens your muscle. But then when you put, you know, some substance that works for it, if it strengthens. So that's one way. Do these herbs strengthen me? But then there's another set that you want to go, well, you know, maybe some of these other herbs don't strengthen it, but you're only testing one thing. But you test them to see, do these herbs or products weaken me? Then you hold it up and you say, do they weaken me? And if they weaken you, then you don't want to take them. It's not worth going to test to see if they help some other part. If you have a bunch of stuff and it doesn't help that particular part, but it doesn't weaken you, then you can do some other testing in other parts of the body and see specifically if it's going to help something else. Every night's different. Yeah. Let's have a conversation about it. If you want to get on the line, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it. Or if you want to wait till we are at the retreat or something. He tested them all. Good. Yeah. The modified TMB, total, I forget what that stands for. Yeah. All right. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I know you know a lot. So you know a lot of herbs and you know homeopathics, and it's really getting to the heart of what's going on with your sleep pattern. But it's a matter of sometimes there's been something that's been overlooked or a combination of factors. We test various things separately. So let's just see what happens. And maybe taking some supplements that weren't good for you can actually worsen the situation. Yeah. Anybody have a question, go ahead and do a star two. I see Sandy joined us and Carol and Elena has been here from the beginning and Mary from Ontario. Yeah. Let's see, other questions have been typed in. Okay, so no others in the question box. Let me see in the chat. Okay, so no other questions. You guys all being shy. So if you're new, if you just joined us, Carol, I see from New York. Hi. So go ahead and start you on your telephone keypad and just let's talk about something. Let's ask questions. Mary, you always have questions. So I'd be surprised if you didn't have questions. So start you on your telephone keypad. I'm not seeing anybody's hands up right now. TBM, yes, total body something. Total body, yeah, TBM. I know about that system. I've been trained in applied kinesiology. I took courses with Wally Schmidt, who's one of the best. I've been trained in, I think that's the main kinesiological system that I've used, applied kinesiology. All right. No other questions? You're going to let me off the hook early so I can go pack for my trip? I haven't even packed yet, and I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Europe. So I got to get packed. My son's saying he can't wait to take us to all the healthy restaurants he found. So that's kind of cool. He actually found a local little, Italian, of course, it's an Italian restaurant. He's in Italy, right? So they have, it's like a pasta wine bar, but they have lots of veggies. It's a vegan pasta wine bar. And they have, they do a cheese plate with different kinds of fermented cashew cheeses. So I'm excited about that. Monroe said, I went to seminars with my brother in the 70s from Goodhart. Yeah, Goodhart's a great, great one to learn from. He's like the father of applied kinesiology. I've watched a lot of his, videos. Yeah, he's quite a character. Okay. All right. So yeah, so let's, Lynn Rose, I'm just going to say this to Lynn Rose, but it's really directed at everybody, is try to trust the process, right? If you go to a practitioner who does some testing and comes up with some stuff for you, trust it. Just do that for a while, as opposed to, well, then I heard this person on the summit and they said I should do this. And then I read in the magazine that I said I should do this, and you're all over. And in addition to the protocol that maybe somebody designed right for you, you're adding more and more and more and more. And then it gets the body confused. So just give it a month and really trust that process and see, and then go back and, you know, and have testing again. And Lynn points out, the foundations, right? The foundations being those diet lifestyle habits that are really core to everything. And if you're not focusing on those and getting those balanced, then the rest of you can't really be in balance. So you've got to be eating a good, clean, whole diet. You've got to be cleaning up your environment and taking out the toxins and do what I do, call everyday detox. You need to be moving your body, not too little, not too much, just the right amount for you. You need to be doing stress management techniques. You need to do work on your attitude and your goals and your big why. And you need to be incorporating fun every day. So all of those things are really important. And when you get out of alignment with some of those, and you're just looking for that magic supplement or that magic food or the magic elixir or that magic herb, without addressing those other pieces, you're not going to get the same results, right? It's not one thing. I wish there was. You just focus on this one thing and you're going to get better. No, it's not. It's really a matter of us just creating balance in our whole organism. And that's not something medicine speaks about. We don't hear medicine, you know, you don't go to the doctor and they say, let's discover what's out of balance in you and put it back in balance. Wow, how much fun are you having? What's going on? And a key question to ask yourself, and sometimes it's a painful question to ask, but when you do and you unearth this stuff, really can have an impact on your health, is, right, how was your childhood? How was your childhood? Were there times where you had some abuse? And it could be just some verbal abuse that you might shrug off and say, well, that's not bad. You know, this kid down the street was beaten. I wasn't beaten. But kids perceive things in different ways, and it could just be an innocent incident. Nobody meant any harm by it, but you had this feeling of being put down or feeling of being not good enough, etc. And that can create it. And when you bring those to your awareness and you work on releasing and letting it go, sometimes the health just goes, woo, it just like skyrockets, right? So I think that it's really just an important aspect that we overlook. And if you haven't read the book Childhood Disrupted, really excellent book, and it talks about the ACEs study, the adverse childhood events studies, and the impact that those adverse childhood events have on adulthood and your health. And yeah, the serious ones, the abuse, the incest, the rape, the watching your mom or your dad get abused or beaten or murdered, one of these people in this book, right? There's that stuff, that violence, that imprints on a young child's psyche and immune system and can really cause problems. So really, as you're digging on your own health, don't leave any stones unturned. Two hands up. We have Lynn and Elena. So I'm going to put up Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, I was just going to really confirm everything you were saying. While I'm here visiting my mom, she's had a few of her friends come over, and they're older, and so, you know, she has me talking to them, and it's you know, they're on all these different medications. And so we've been talking about water. The importance of drinking good water. And, you know, you can put the apple cider vinegar or things like that in there. One of her friends has some different bowel constrictions and scar tissues and so forth. So we talked about castor oil packs. But just, again, keeping it really simple. You know, are you drinking water? Are you getting out in the sun? Are you walking? And they're really surprised that we're not talking, you know, I'm not there talking about testing and pills and, yeah. And I'm talking about drinking water.
So and that's the basic thing that so many people overlook. And we'll have folks that are in our ERC program, which is our year-long coaching program. We take them through all the foundations, all the pillars, all the body systems. And somebody may say, you know, I don't understand why I still have XYZ symptom. And so we've been trained and my coaches have been trained to go through and just, you know, go through kind of a checklist. So how's your water intake? Oh, well, you know, I try to get, you know, but most days I'm getting at least 2 or 3 cups a day. I'm like, what? You know, let's just not look for needles in a haystack. Let's just
exactly
do this thing the way it should be done, right? And so it's so important, yet it's so overlooked.
Yep.
Those basics. And I'll ask people, what do you do every day for fun? And they go, fun? Who the heck has time for fun?
Exactly.
And I'll say, well, if you don't have time for fun, then you really can't get well because your body needs, and fun is relative, right? It's not like you have to go to the circus every day, right? But fun, like what do you do that's for enjoyment? And maybe it's enjoyment is a better word, but what do you do for enjoyment? What do you do to just let yourself go and get out of the mode of all the stuff that's on your mind and just lose yourself into something simple? It could be 10 minutes of knitting if you like to knit. It could be drawing a picture if you like to draw. It could be looking at a travel magazine if you like to travel and look at great scenery. Anything that you can do that just sets you into a place, even for just 5 minutes, of just losing yourself into something enjoyable. That alone is huge, and most people feel guilty about that because most people who develop a lot of stress-induced health issues are very, they're like very action-driven, right? Human doings, right? They're big human doings instead of human beings. And I'm like that. I'm a type A. I'm genetically programmed. I've looked at my genetics. I'm genetically programmed to be that type A, and there are genetics that lead you there. And you see it, I accomplish a lot, but I take time for enjoyment every day. I take time for that self-care, right? I'm not so great about sleep because I fit all the rest of it in, but lately I've been better about the sleep as well. So today I had like a 15-minute, a call got finished early. 15 minutes, I went out and I sat by the pool and I drank my water. That to me was so enjoyable to just be out in the sun and to feel that warmth and to just sit with my water and nourish my body. Right?
Simple. And that's what I did here with my mom. We went out, we took a nice long walk. Well, it was slow because she just had that hip surgery, but it was a beautiful day. I was absorbing it all, knowing that back home we're getting another foot of snow. So it's enjoying each one of those moments. And then when people say, well, I'm working at having fun, I just
No, you don't have to work at having fun. Stop
it. Have fun.
Just do it. Just do it. And it feeds on itself. Like, just tell yourself you're going to take 1 minute to do this fun thing. And it will expand, and you'll end up doing it at least 5, and you'll feel all the better for it. So let's just not be so hard on ourselves, and let's just be gentle and kind and loving with yourself, and that's going to help that inner healer, right? That we all have an inner healer in chiropractic, who Lynn was talking about going to a chiropractor today. Lynn they talk about the concept of innate intelligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
That innate built-in intelligence that we, you know, with whatever your religious beliefs, it was given to you by God. It was, you know, passed on through the generations, the spirit world, whatever your belief systems are, it doesn't really matter. But that's like the innate intelligence that knows how to heal a cut, that knows how to keep your heart beating without you having to think consciously about it, that knows how to digest your food, that knows how to be well. We just have to get out of its way. And
right.
we're in its way every day when we're pressuring ourselves to do and do and do and do and not take time to just be and not take time to enjoy. And so I would encourage everybody to just set aside 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes. You can spare it. Even if you go to bed 5 minutes later as a result, you can spare it. 5 minutes a day to do something enjoyable. And if you're willing to commit to that, write in the chat. I'm willing to commit to that. And if you want to take it a step further, this is what I'm going to look to do for fun. My next fun activity. Okay? Super important. It's super, super important. Thank you, Lynn, for pointing out those simple things. We're all looking for that next great herb and that, you know, that superfood. And let's just really hone in on the stuff, the simple stuff that we can control.
Exactly.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Elena from Little Rock.
Hi.
Elena.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to know the difference between D2 and D3 because usually when I go for my lab, they just do D3, and this last time I had D2 and I didn't understand the difference.
They tested D2. That's kind of silly.
I don't know. And I thought, well, what's the difference? I didn't understand it.
The different forms, and from a food perspective, D2 will come from plant sources in general. D3 comes from animal sources or from fermented foods like nattos, fermented soybeans, or mushrooms. D3 is the active form. D2 is not active. So it's kind of silly, in my humble opinion, to test D2 rather than D3 because it really doesn't tell you much about the activity of vitamin D in your body.
Well, I had both, and my D3 has come up a lot because when I first started trying to bring it up, I was like 19, and now I'm 42. So,
okay, so you're getting it. Yeah, but this last test, they didn't do D3, they did D2.
They did both. They did D2 and D3, and I didn't understand what the difference
was. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know of any reasons for doing it. You know, I don't really know why they would have done that. But if your D3 is up to 42, then I would encourage you to look at how much you've been taking and then just up it a little bit, maybe by 25%, and take a little bit
more. I've been doing 5,000 of the drops.
Okay, so go for 7,500.
Okay, I will.
All right, and then because you want to get it up into the optimal range. The optimal range, I think, is more around 80.
Right. Okay, well, I've got a ways to go then, but it's better than what it was last
year. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So just up it a little bit and, you know, watch it and test it again in 3 months.
Yeah, I have to go back and get it retested in 3 months.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, who else? Let's see if there's any other questions typed in. All right, chat. Let's see. There you go. And Nina, thank you for sharing that. And I think it's helpful when you have such an impactful experience like that to be abused when you were 10. That could be why you self-sabotage, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. I would do some work. You know what book is a really good one and has some good exercises in it? It's Keisha Ewers, E-W-E-R-S. And she talks about how she actually developed an autoimmune disease as a result of the sexual abuse that she had when she was a child, teenager. And she actually went through the process she did for healing it. And she gives you some exercises and stuff in her book. And her book is the autoimmune something or other. I can't remember the exact name of her book. Maybe Lynn can find it and put it in there. But her book has that. She's already got it. I don't understand how this woman can even type fast enough to come up with these links the minute I say them. It's barely out of my mouth, and she's got the link. So let's give a hand for Linda Buer Johnson for being so amazing. She read my mind as soon as I started talking about it. Yeah, you got it. She's good at channeling me. That's great. Yeah, so I would look at that book. It's called Solving the Autoimmune Puzzle, Regaining an Emotional Something or Other. I would check it out, okay? Because, yeah, Mary says Lynn's amazing with that. That's for sure. Yes, she is. She's totally amazing. Yeah, so, you know, really getting in touch with that. Sometimes it's hard to get in touch with those memories, but and we underplay. Why should I not be able to deal with that now? I don't really feel this, but it's imprinted in your nervous system. And when you can get it out of your nervous system and truly let it go on a cellular level, your health dramatically improves. It's really worth reading Keisha's book. Absolutely. The D3 test is D2. No, the D3 is D3. So they typically test 25-hydroxy because it's actually the precursor to the active 125-hydroxy, and that's the one we typically test. It's about $50 versus $150. But there are reasons to test both if someone's not being able to get their D up with reasonable amounts. Some of the reason, if you keep taking D but your D test doesn't go up significantly, it could be some genetic markers, it could be the receptors, it could be some of the conversion processes. And so we can look at the 125 and the 25, and then there's often there's an issue with the conversion, or you'll see that the 25 is high, but the 125, the 25, the one they typically test is low, but then if you test the 125, it's high. And if you see that pattern, it's typically that there's a reason it's not actually being activated. The 25 is not actually has to do with a conversion thing in the liver or the kidney, and then the body is shutting down the amount of making of the D3 because there's already too much of the active because the pathway is broken down beyond that. So, and it, usually it's a liver kind of thing, a liver or kidney. Yes. What do you mean, like 2.5 or something like that? So it's 25 hydroxy cholecalciferol and then 125 hydroxy cholecalciferol. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. 25 OH and then total IA is what my lab says to test it. That's the right one. 25 hydroxy. Yeah. Yep. That's the one. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if there's any others. Do a refresh. Let's see if anybody else raised their hand. Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Hello. With all this talk of the testing, I just wanted to remind people that you wrote this really great article. We talked about it the other day. Mm-hmm. It's the 5 most important tests. And I'll put the link for it in the chat. But frequently people are asking me, and I know they write in saying, I'm going to get my test, what should I take? And this goes over all of it. It goes over the complete wellness profile, the vitamin D that you're talking about here, your thyroid, your blood sugar, all of those pieces. And then it also talks about, extra tests that you might want to consider. So I'll put the link in the chat.
Good. Thank you very much for doing that. I forgot I wrote that. Plus, I don't remember exactly which month, but those of you who are Vital Premium members will be able to go back into the library and find this. So premium members mean you paid for the whole year at a time. And what you get when you pay for the whole year at a time is you get not only you get a much less expensive investment for it, it's much cheaper than buying, paying by the month, but you also get access to all the archives, like 6 years of archives and all the extra bonuses. And you get to look back at all the other health topics we did. And so I think it was November-ish. It was in the fall.
November and December, you did a lot with some of those tests.
Lab testing.
Especially like the thyroid and, yeah.
Yep. Yep, and I talked about ideal ranges versus not ideal ranges. There was just a lot of that. So if you're not a premium member, Lynn, I don't know if you can find that link, but there's a link to upgrade, and I think it's on the site, and you just pay for that, and you'll stop getting charged on a monthly basis. You'll just get charged for the annual, and that'll give you, lock that in for the whole year, and you actually lock in that investment forever because it's on renewal. Unless you quit and then come back, and then you'll get whatever price we've upped it to. So we have some people in there getting it at a really good deal because they locked it in.
That was one of the first things I did. I first did your green cleanse, and then there was some bonus or deal about it.
Yep.
And so I never was just a monthly. I was always a premium member.
Great.
And that was part of why. Because, you know, 5-6 years worth of, and I actually went through and I started with the very first Vital Healing Kitchen Show and went through and did just about everything that you did with all of your recipes. And, and the same thing with the Vital Health topic. Your original Vital Health topic was on herbs to use in your, doing a green cleanse.
Mm.
And I think I've still got all that stuff printed out in a binder and all that. Because it's great information.
It's a great library of information, and
huge.
It's very empowering if you go back to it and just even once a week you just listen to one. I mean, there are like probably 150 recordings on the site, but you don't have to watch them all. You just find the ones that appeal to you, because it's great information. The original ones are actually audio. Do you remember that?
I was going to say that.
Yeah, the first ones were audio, and then we upped it to video starting like the second year, I think it was. But yeah, and the kitchen show, right? We had some.
Yep, you and Karen. There.
Karen. We did the first.
Your very first one. Yep.
And we did it in Karen's kitchen.
The chia pizza crackers. That's when I first realized that I could dehydrate my tomatoes and make a powder. Because you, instead of buying the Premier.
Your powder,
Powders, yeah. And you did the, you had the twirly thing. You still have an issue with that twirly thing to make the zucchini noodles.
Yeah, and I can't remember how to keep it this direct. Yeah, some things never change, Lynn.
Yeah, I know it. I always chuckle when you bring it out. You still get the same shaped noodles, and it's like, wow, I wonder why this is happening. It's like, well, it's 5 years later, and that's why I didn't get that one. That's why I never got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now spiralizer, that was when people never heard of a spiralizer, right? And now there's books on Amazon on it, spiralizing, and there's like, you can go and type in spiralizer on Amazon, and there's like probably 20 different kinds of spiralizers that you can choose from. But
yeah.
I love the spiralizer still. I just love it.
I use mine fairly regularly. But that's the benefit of having this premium membership, is that you get all of these years.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can do monthly, that's great, but you only get to go back every, 2 months.
Right.
So we're in April, so you get February, March. So then when it becomes May, you only get, March and April. So it's just, that's... Which is not a bad deal. It's just
no. It's a great deal for what they get. But when you think about how many recordings we have out there, and then how much new stuff they get, I mean, it comes out to less than $1 a recording.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. I probably should know it, but
it's just the vitalhealthcommunity.com, and when you go to the link. But you're talking about
no.
Upgrading.
These people are already members, so you want to get
right.
an upgrade because that'll confuse everything, and they'll be getting both. They'll get billed for both. So there's an. Oh. I think there's a link somewhere on the site, and it's just how do you upgrade?
I'll find it.
See if you can find it and give them to me. You may have to log in to the site to get it, but it's well worth it. Totally well worth it. Right. I think it's like $150 for a whole year, whereas it's $25 a month. So it's well worth it. All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Yep, yep.
I love it that Lynn was, that was what she, how she came into my world, and now she's running my world. No. Pat?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh. Must be behind the camera. I didn't even hear anything change.
We're hearing you just fine there.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm recording back. I talked to you last time about having lost a lot of weight and having a skin eczema type condition. Mm-hmm. Does that ring a bell?
It does. Keep going. Remember okay. More as I go, because if I've talked to,
I got it.
People since then, it probably all melts together, but keep going and I'll get it straight.
Right. So I had written asking about, could this possibly be toxins coming out since I lost close to 30 pounds, trying to eliminate foods and not be sensitive to them. And then also trying intermittent fasting. And I didn't think that my weight wouldn't come back up, but it hasn't. It's been 3 months now, so it's been a long time.
So now you're underweight? You lost 30 pounds?
Oh, yeah. I'm
91
pounds.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I know.
How tall are you? Are you like
5'2".
5'2", yeah. So you're under. I mean, you're not tremendously. Yeah, you're probably 10 pounds under what you should be. At least maybe 15. Okay. And so the skin is, it's an eczema like skin condition, but it hasn't gotten better.
Well, it's got a little better. You suggested that I do sweet potato, green beans, and zucchini, which are all my favorites still. So I guess that's good. I've been eating them. Added different things. I'm doing a raw green salad. I went back to green smoothies this last week finally. And, trying different things. Lynn had talked about something about it possibly being related to liver gallbladder issue. So I was reading up on that through your information. Since I consider myself still in the GRAND program. This happened as I was going through Module 3. And I'm working on that. I made an appointment to my physician, who's very traditional.
Yeah.
But I did get my blood test done, which I was a little concerned now. This has gone on for so long. But I was glad to see that I came back in the normal range on all the tests.
Okay. In the normal range doesn't mean the optimal range. So what I'm going to encourage you to do also. And that means that, yeah, there's no disease, which is great, right? That's the first thing we want to rule out, that there's not some weird disease going on. But when you look at some of the other, the ranges, like if you go back and listen to that, the ones we did in the fall, and talked about, I talked about the optimal range. I gave you guys a sheet, a handout for that, and really look to see, oh, well, that's out of optimal range. It's not out of the lab range. Oh, that means I might have a zinc deficiency. Now, the kinds of things that can affect your zinc, your skin, the kind of deficiencies are zinc, essential fatty acids, so omega-3s, mainly, because most people get plenty of sixes, and vitamin A, super important for skin health. So you might be looking at taking some of those nutrients just to see how that affects you, and applying things topically. So the rash again, tell me where it is. Is it all over, or is it just in certain spots?
Yes, it's all over. Face, neck are most impacted. Chest, upper back, arms, really bad. Not so bad in the lower legs.
Okay.
In the middle. Started with little red bumps, and then they sort of merged into patches. So I've been using shea butter, coconut oil mixed with some essential oils.
And that, you're sure you're tolerating that, but that's not making it worse?
I don't think so, because I didn't start that until I was about halfway through, and it didn't get worse when I used it.
Okay, got it. So that's a good thing to continue. I would be looking at your anti-inflammatory type nutrients, so vitamin C, super important. Is it itchy at all?
Oh, yes.
It's very itchy? Okay, so there's a histamine reaction probably going on there. I would look on the numbers on your lab at the eosinophils. They may be within the lab range but slightly elevated, and that would indicate some kind of allergic type reaction. Are you taking vitamin C and quercetin?
Yes, you suggested quercetin, and I took that, but it didn't agree with me very well. I only take it in the morning instead of throughout the day, as you suggested.
When you say it didn't agree well, like stomach, gut stuff?
Yes, stomach, heartburn, really bad.
Heartburn really bad. Okay. Yeah, so if you get heartburn from it, I wouldn't be taking it. What about ginger and turmeric?
Oh, I did continue taking it. I've been taking the quercetin in the morning, and I seem to tolerate it okay, but just the 500 milligrams, not the 500 three times
not
a day.
Not three times
I couldn't
a day.
Do that.
Okay. And what about
And I was taking krill oil.
What are you doing?
I was taking krill oil.
Krill oil. Okay, how much?
1,000, and you have me do it twice a day, which I've been doing.
Okay. You can up it to one more time a day, right? So try it. Try to increase it. Because sometimes there's a threshold thing, and once you get past it, that gets better.
Okay.
Without doing a fatty acid test, though, I wouldn't go higher than the three times a day. There is a test that you can test for that.
And I was taking zinc. I'm sorry. I'm taking zinc picolinate.
Okay, how much?
Don't remember.
Okay. What about vitamin A?
I took vitamin A out because I was doing this on the module 3 where I was doing the leaky gut protocol. And I had taken vitamin A, but it was a new type of vitamin A for me. And so I wasn't sure if that contributed to this or not.
Right.
So I took it out and I just put it in. 2 days ago, actually, I put it back in. So I've been off of it for 3 months.
Okay. See what happens with that. Are you doing a liquid vitamin A, micellized vitamin A?
No, I went back to the same one that I had. It's pure encapsulations, vitamin A, part
oil
and part retinol.
Part retinol and part, okay. And it's how much vitamin A is in each cap?
Should have been better prepared. I can't remember, but I can run and take a look.
No, just look for around 5,000 is what you want to be doing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Do you ever do Epsom salt or apple cider vinegar baths?
Yes, I've been doing that.
Okay. Does it give you some relief from the itching and the redness?
Yes. Yeah, it does. It's very nice. Yeah. I think the magnesium helps.
Magnesium as well. Mm-hmm. So would you say, in terms of the amount of improvement since the last time we spoke and you made some of these changes, what kind of improvement? Like 5%, 20%, 50%?
I think my skin is maybe 35%.
Okay. So it's moving in the right direction, and it's moving at a decent clip. I think it was probably 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago whenever we spoke before, right?
Yeah, 22nd of March.
Yeah, so I would keep doing those things, add a few of these other things to help bump up the anti-inflammatory. Do you do any ginger? Do you tolerate ginger or turmeric?
Yeah, you asked me to add in ginger and turmeric, which I've been able to do.
Okay. One of the things you might consider, all these things that seem like they're helping, so I would say let's see if you keep moving in that same direction. Sometimes we can't speed up the body, unfortunately. But I've had really good results with liposomal curcumin, which is a derivative. It's the active ingredient from turmeric. It gets right into the system, and I get it from Seeking Health.
Okay. Would that be something that wouldn't be too strong? I was surprised that turmeric, I've been able to tolerate it, and that was good because I hadn't before.
Okay, good. Yeah, but you see, some people don't tolerate turmeric because they're sensitive to oxalates, and turmeric does have a fair amount when you get into high doses of oxalate, but you don't get that in the liposomal curcumin, and it gets right into your, it just goes right through the gut lining. So even if you have leaky gut and you don't have good absorption, it gets absorbed much higher up, right in because of the liposomes, the way it's packaged.
Okay, well, as far as I could tell, the protocol worked quite well in the leaky gut. I felt like I'd done a good job on it, and then all of a sudden, all of this sort of blossomed right at the end of my trying things on the protocol, and I was really surprised.
Well, it seems to me like maybe it was a relationship to you killing off some organisms, them releasing their endotoxins, LPA, LPS, LPS, right? Lipopolysaccharide.
Yeah, I was wondering if it could have done
that. Liver support. Castor oil packs on your liver. Like, really help your liver to get rid of this stuff. How often are you having bowel movements?
Doing better on those, actually, too, which is good. About 3, I'd say, a day. I'm getting closer to what it should be.
Okay. 3 days.
5 is not as good.
Good. So you were having too many?
It would vary. I was having less control at the anal area, so sphincter control, and also it's really hard to tell exactly how much all the time because it would just be as it was ready to come.
Yeah, so it's getting more controlled. Are you doing probiotics or probiotic-containing foods at this point?
That was one of my questions.
Okay.
Are you going to probiotics or not?
If you're going to do probiotics, do you tend to get bloating? Was that one of your GI symptoms that you were trying to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would get Bifidobacter. My favorite, to get it, it seems like it's expensive, but it's really not, is Custom Probiotics. They sell like a big bottle of it, like it's probably a 6-month supply. But Bifidobacter is the safest. If you have some overgrowth, you can just work with that and then work some other things in. You can make some basic yogurts because it sounds like you need more calories. And I don't know what foods, like, do you tolerate coconut, cashew, any of the nuts, any of the seeds?
No, I think the nuts are causing me problems.
Problem?
Yeah, because when I would eat them, I tested them a couple times and my rash would get worse.
It would get worse. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I
that's
cut them all out.
Maybe. Yeah, so you have a low fat, which means you're going to keep losing weight. And if you're trying to keep on sugar and not feed your yeast. Have you ever, because you still have loose stools, I think I'd wait on that one. Let me think. And coconut, you're okay? You've had problems with coconut as well?
I tried mixing it with the vegetables, like you suggested, but it makes me sort of feel ill. I don't seem to like it very well.
So it sounds like you're having some issues with fat digestion. Are you taking any enzymes?
No, and that was on my list to ask you about, too.
Yeah, I think enzymes are going to be helpful, and I would say see if just a regular balanced enzyme transformation, Renew Life, there's a bunch of different brands that are listed in our guide. Start taking one with each meal, see how you feel, see if you feel a little bit better, take a second one, and then see how you do with, say, adding some coconut oil to your vegetables. If you're still having that, kind of not feeling so good down there, then I might consider getting an extra lipase enzyme. Lipase is the fat digesting enzyme.
Right. Yeah, I was wondering, when I've taken enzymes in the past, not this recent time, but way in the past, I would have trouble with them, and they didn't agree with my stomach either. So I'm just wondering if maybe because I don't eat the animal fats and animal foods, that maybe that is part of it, and I should just restrict it to maybe lipase and amylase or something.
When you say you don't eat animal products, how are you making that a connection?
Just because the protease would do the protein. Am I making this connection?
Yeah, but you're still eating protein, so protein digestion.
Yeah,
but the protease might be what bothers. If you get some reflux or any kind of burning, there may just still be some healing that you need to do for that upper GI mucosa. I remember all of this stuff comes back, and forgive me for asking the same questions, but I speak to a lot of folks. And the slippery elm DGL, have you tried that for healing that upper mucosa? Because protease, when protease bothers you, when somebody takes a digestive enzyme and it bothers them, it oftentimes means that there's a disruption of that mucus lining in the esophagus and the stomach, namely the stomach as well. And so the protease can start to eat away at the lining.
That could explain it, because it was quite a while ago and I was working on leaky gut at that time too. So I haven't tried it since. so I'll give it a try again.
Yeah.
And yes, I've been using the slippery elm. Love it.
Good. Good. Yeah, so you might have healed that problem then, right? And you may be able to take those enzymes.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and then, again, some people, you have to find out if you tolerate it with food. Protease alone can be taken in between meals to help bring down inflammation, and it's used for skin stuff, it's used for lung stuff, it's used for musculoskeletal, and I've seen people have amazing results with it. They use it for cancer, even for breaking down tumor cells. But you've got to first test to see if the general broad-spectrum enzyme with protease in it works. And if you still have some, test it that way. If you go to transformational enzymes, and we're going to soon open up, like, have a portal where you can access all the different brands that we recommend. I just finally found one, so you don't have to go to a million places. And Transformation is on there, and all my favorite brands are on there, so I'm really excited about that. But that won't happen until probably mid-May or so. But go look at transformation enzymes, find them somewhere on where you can find them. I think Pure Formulas has them. And look to see what their different formulations are, because I think they have one that doesn't have the protease in it just for this purpose. And it may be like a, you know, gastromend kind of enzyme where it has everything but the protease, or a very low level of protease.
I was just thinking about that. I had used an enzyme, I think it was just the full spectrum one though, with chiropractor's suggestion to eat it in between meals. And I was surprised that I didn't have any reaction to it.
Which
is after I healed the leaky gut before. So I might be just fine.
You might be just fine if you could take it between meals. Because I'll usually go real slow if I want somebody to take it in during and they've had a history of burning or any kind of reflux. I'll be really careful with that and not do the in-between until they tolerate it, the meal. So give that a try. Just go slowly with yourself. Even if you just want to open up the capsule and pour half of it onto your food and close it and just eat it that way with the food as opposed to taking the capsule separately, like so that it's never really hitting the lining without food there. And if you're taking it, take it, if you are going to take it as a capsule, take it like after some food's gotten in. Don't take it before your meal. Take it after you've had a few bites of your meal, enough bites of your meal to coat so that it's digesting the food, not the lining.
Right. I pretty much do that all the time, I think.
Okay.
Because I tend to be sensitive.
Okay. Yeah. But you might try just opening and then just sprinkling it on the food.
Okay.
Or they have powdered. I mean, there's some companies that have powdered. I know Transformation does as well. Usually it's the children's formulas, but it doesn't matter. It's powder. You don't really take your own dose. I'd much rather a children's formula powder so people can go really slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. One question I had on the enzymes as well. I read in one of your publications there that you were saying when you eat cooked meals, you take the enzymes, but it didn't specify about when you eat raw food.
Yeah, so the idea is when you eat cooked food that you've killed the natural enzymes in the food. So normally, if somebody's got, you know, good digestion, it hasn't been messed up, you're past the healing stage, then you shouldn't need them with the raw food. Now, some people do because the impairment of the digestive lining has been, you know, it's been going on for a long time. So usually because the food contains the living enzymes, if you don't keep the food above 118, you don't kill those enzymes, and they're actually available to help digest that food.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But if you eat cooked food with raw food, there's probably not enough of the enzyme in that raw food to digest it and the cooked food, so you'd take some enzymes with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah.
No worries. May I jump back to one other thing you said earlier?
Yep.
It was about the blood test and the eosinophils that you'd mentioned. I did look mine up, and it says absolute. The range is between 15 and 500, and mine was 322.
Okay.
Yeah. And last August, when I had my last blood test, it was 112, so it's definitely increased.
So it's up a little bit, yeah. But it's not out of the abnormal. It's not where it would be flagged. Look at the one where it says the percentage. So it says eosinophils percentage.
Yeah. That is 7.
Yeah, that's higher than I wanted. I like to see it 3 or less. So you're in an allergic response. The eosinophils are the type of white blood cells that get activated when the body's having an allergic response. And it's usually related to histamine and high levels of histamine.
Considering I was trying to take away sensitive foods at the time, I started a couple of new vitamins. I lost a lot of weight, and there could be toxins circulating. I don't know how to narrow it down. What I'd like to do is ask you if you've got a suggestion when I see my physician, what direction we should go. What should we look at?
In terms of lab?
Any kind of labs or I don't know what else. I'm certainly going to continue on these things and herbs, and I've been reading more. I've been reading Module 5, which talks about all of the toxins and how to get rid of them in your
Yeah, I would support right now. My recommendation is the stuff we talked about plus some liver support, like really doing the castor oil packs on your liver. Dandelion tea can be really helpful for helping to move some of the toxins out. Dandelion, milk thistle seeds, either whole seeds ground up, or you can buy them as a milk thistle extract powder and just sprinkle it into things. The seeds might be a little harsh right now since you're still in the healing phase. Burdock
root. I did get milk thistle. I started milk thistle about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. And dandelion, I've been picking them freely out here because we don't spray. So,
great.
I've been eating lots of dandelion.
You have been eating it. The root is what gives more liver support. So you may want to pull up the roots if you're growing it. Just pull up the roots, clean them up real well, and you can simmer them and make a tea.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the castor oil packs. I can't say enough about castor oil packs for helping the liver.
Oh, okay. I must not heard that very well. Sometimes I have to go back. I can't always hear everything.
Well, hey, listen. Yeah, there's a lot.
So
make a point of writing down when we spoke. So we're just finishing up. It's 8:30, so it's about an hour in. So it was probably, starting at 45 minutes in or so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
As far as a thyroid, is that a possibility of an involved?
Well, if you're going to ask your doctor to run some tests, right, I would always want a very complete panel. So the full chemistry panel with the lipids and the kidney and the liver and all those enzymes, I would do iron plus ferritin. Because you want to see that, given that you've lost weight, are you getting anemic here? I'd want to do homocysteine, C-reactive protein, hemoglobin A1C, and then the rest of it would be the standard stuff. Just to see, like, that gives us a broad spectrum to see how the other organ systems are balanced and the inflammatory markers.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And down the road, let's see how this goes. And there are other tests you could do from a functional medicine perspective, like a stool test, an organic acid test, to really see what your body chemistry is doing.
Okay.
All right. And look at that lab test to see what your alkaline phosphatase is.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. I was reading about that. Actually, that came from your information.
Yep.
And you have that somewhere in here.
Yeah, so if it's below
76. Alkaline phosphatase is 46, the range is 33 to 130.
Yeah, so that's the lab range. Anything below 70 is generally considered a possibility of a zinc deficiency. So we're on the right track with the zinc. Just keep working on that amount. And since you have digestive, you're working on the leaky gut and all, you might do better with a liquid zinc.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a liquid zinc sulfate.
Yeah, you can do that.
I don't know if I should try it or not, because I've had trouble with zinc before in my stomach, but it might be okay because these troubles come from
what trace minerals? Don't
know.
If it's trace minerals, I find that theirs is way more concentrated than some of the others, and a lot of people do get nauseous from it. So you may not want to do that one. There's
can
two
you
that I
with or without food?
Say it again.
With or without food? Is there a certain way to take that?
Yeah, I like to take liquids without food because it just tends to get absorbed better, but you can certainly try it with food. But be careful with it and just go real slow. If it's trace minerals, it's much more concentrated. I find the Premier Research Labs it's less concentrated. It is more costly as well. And then the Good State is another one that's I haven't had people have problems with, but a lot of folks have had trouble with that trace minerals.
Okay. Remember, it's just a blue label.
Blue label is probably the trace minerals. Because that's what they have. That's what they used to have anyway when I bought them. I generally haven't been using them much. They also had potassium sorbate. No, what's the thing that they had in there? They had a preservative in there that I wasn't crazy about. And I don't know if they still do, but I stopped using them as a result.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thanks very much for all your time.
You're very welcome, Pat. Bye-bye. Okay, I don't see any other hands up. Let's go see if there's anybody else here on the chat. No there. And see some of the stuff coming through. As far as probiotic, yeah, different. There's a lot of different probiotics, and everybody tests differently for them. If you have a suspicion that you have SIBO, like say you eat food and no matter what, you get bloated after you eat it, oftentimes a sign that you have SIBO, not exclusively, but one of the docs I listened to over the weekend, I went to a neuroplasticity conference, and he said, you know, everybody's paying all this money to get these SIBO breath tests. They're hard to do. They're not all that accurate. He says, here's how I do it. I have somebody, rate their level of bloat after a meal, and then before the next meal, you know, they'll take this particular probiotic that has lactobacillus in it. And if they get really bloated from taking the lactobacillus, then the chances are good that they have a problem. And then you would take it away from a meal. So, you know, you rate what it typically is after a meal, and then you take it away from a meal. And then you take just a bifidus. And if you don't get that bloating, then you probably have some SIBO going on. And that was just his indirect way, you know, the poor man's way of doing SIBO testing. I don't mean poor man's, but, you know, those of us who don't want to spend a lot of money on testing. Let's see. Yeah, so here's the thing I just put up. It's $197 for the Vital for the year, but I think when they upgrade, if they do the one that's in the site, it's a lot less. I think it's $149 or $150. So that's the thing. Upgrade order.
No, I got that link from the site. I logged in.
Oh, okay.
As Lynn Rose, and that was the actual link.
Okay, so it is $197.
Yep.
Yeah, but still a lot better than doing the
Yeah, market. That's It, you save $42 and some odd cents.
You get 2 months free, basically. Yeah.
Exactly.
Plus, you get 2 months free, plus you get the whole site. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you get the whole access to everything.
Yeah.
Lactate-free one. So thistle. Huh, that's interesting. Is that similar to milk thistle, Lynn Rose? I discovered this past weekend that soap thistle is good for blood sugar.
It's sow thistle, but yeah, it is a little different.
It's a little different. Oh, but
yeah.
Good for blood sugar. How lovely. Plantain and purslane is wow, all this great stuff. I love plantain and I love purslane. Those are great things to put in smoothies. So purslane is a really good source of EPA, omega-3, eicosapentaenoic acid, which is usually only found in fish oils, but it's also found in a few plants plus algae. But purslane is one of the best sources of it. And plantain is really great for soothing. So you can put those leaves of plantain and put them in a smoothie, and it's a real good gut healer, gut soother. Lynn, snow is growing on my lawn right now. Well, Lynn Rose lives in Texas, and Lynn DJ lives in Iowa, so there's a bit difference of weather. for some reason. And both limbs are a big wealth of knowledge. Both of them are. It's really great. For some reason, I have trouble getting nettles to grow. I think that there's a lot of nettles around here. Dandelion's another one that I'm surprised in our area in Texas that we don't see a lot of dandelions. I don't know what's up with that. So Lynn DeBrier Johnson says, my smoothies in the spring and summer are great. Yes, because you got all this great stuff growing. We got to just get you to leave Iowa from like November to April and then go back. Wow, you have good stuff growing there. All right, guys, I don't see any more hands. Oh, I see one hand. There's Mary. You waited till the end when I was about to go.
Hi.
Hi.
No, I got dropped off the call somehow. My hand went down.
Oh no!
I've been here the whole time. So when you just said,
well,
"Oh,
you
there's no more
there,
call,"
and I saw
I
you,
like,
but I never saw your hand up. So I was like, oh,
"Weird,
quiet today."
Yeah, that's okay. So I do have some questions. I feel like I'm doing like a power hour, or not power hour, but power like 5 minutes with these questions sometimes when I'm on the phone. So just before I start further to our last call, my DNC came back normal.
Yes! I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that's like kind of like the end of that. I'm not sure. I'm going to follow up with her in May because I said to her, you know, I need to move on with, protocol and treatment plan or whatever alternatively, so I need to know an answer. So she just emailed me the information. So anyhow, so that was kind of nice. And so I'm following up to see her to see, like, what do I do? Do I follow up again in, like, 3 months just to make sure? You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's
great.
Yeah,
and likely that's it. They'll want to follow you up for more frequently for a while just to make sure. And you want to keep that really pristine diet, the stress, you know, all the things you've been doing, you want to just keep that up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's easy to keep up. It's easier to keep up now because I'm not at work.
Yes.
So that worked out well. And depending on what's going on further into the next few months, whether I may return to work maybe for a month and then possibly continue treatment after that or whatever the case is, because it's a full-time job, really, you know, going to the naturopath, doing IV and all that sort of stuff. So I might work for a month and then maybe just to kind of check in, because I am the department head and maybe I should check in and do stuff. And then I will probably be off for the rest of the semester, possibly. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
So
it's close to the end now anyway, right? It's April and it's your semester end at the end of May or June, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and, you know, the person who's filling in for me, everything kind of fell into place. I got who I wanted, so I'm pretty calm. I feel good. I don't have an issue with not being there. So,
good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear.
So, yeah, I just have a few questions, as always, and some just clarification. And the theme, this call seems to be supplements, which is on my list to talk about, which is kind of interesting, and to ask a couple of questions. So I'm going to get straight to it, because I know I'm sure you probably want to close off the call soon. But just a few things, because I've been taking quite a few supplements, and I'm having sort of my frustration is trying to get good quality supplements. And I know I'm in the naturopath's office, and I know sometimes, you know, it's things are kind of rushed, so to speak, right? Not always. He's pretty good for the most part. But sometimes it's like, okay, here, take this supplement. And then I don't have really time to kind of look at it all. And I think I do. Then I go back and I do some research and I'm like, shoot, that has that. Like my last one, which is a curcumin that he just gave me. And, I, you know, thinking it was clean. The brand is usually clean. And it's got like, it's got bovine. And it's like it's made from gelatin from bovine. I'm like, shoot. Mm-hmm. I'm like returning it. And I'm so happy that you posted that it was a liposomal
Seeking Health liposomal curcumin. I love that stuff.
Oh, and I'm thinking, so how, like, the universe has got my back, I got to tell you, because I'm like, how is it that you just posted that? And I was just going to ask you that exact question. So it's just amazing.
We're all reading the energy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. So I just have a few clarifications. Okay, so one thing that I need to look up is the alpha lipoic acid. And so your list, your sweet spot list, seems to have shrunken a little bit from your before be gone. Yeah, you used to have, and I went into the links and it didn't go, like, because I guess you're doing transitions, it's blocking me out from stuff or whatever. So I don't know what's going on with the website. So it's not a PDF. It's actually in your actual, in your Before Be Gone, it's actually in your information on the website. And so I kind of highlighted it and cut and pasted it, and I still had it. And so what happened, so that list is pretty extensive compared to what you have now.
But we also had a PDF on that page, didn't we?
I thought you did, but I couldn't find it again for whatever reason. Because I thought
I'll look for it. Because we still have that site that up there. I thought we made that all that stuff. That's what I told the team to do: is take all that stuff. It's too hard to read when it's on a web page, so make it a downloadable PDF so people can download it and they can print it and put it in their notebook or whatever, take it to the store with them. And I thought that had been done, and that booklet should have been carried over into the Sweet Spot. Now there's two books that we like. When we did the Sweet Spot, we actually created a shorter version that was the initial shopping guide, so people wouldn't get overwhelmed when they first started the program. So it's just a brief one that's in the foundations. But then if you go to, I'm trying to find it right now. If you go to module 2, which is nutrition, then the full shopping list should be there.
Okay, under resources, I guess, under the resource section.
I think it's on the page with the deep. It's one of the pages. I don't remember exactly, but there's the tour.
Okay.
And if I go into module 2, nutrition, and it used to be on a resources page. So it's been, you know, it's been rather fun moving the site over, and the whole site's supposed to be moved over. Yes. Resources, recipes, menus, and food prep, phase in foods, phase out. I think it might be under the nutrition deep dive.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. I'll look through it and see. It might be on that recipes page. Let's see. Learn to save, learn to balance. Protein, optimized doses for magnesium, vitamin D, supplement, checklist for improving sensitivity, SIBO. Okay. No, it's not on there. Let me look at on the wouldn't be there, recipes, menus, and food prep, or on the nutrition jumpstart. Let me see. Okay, so here, Sweet Spot Solution Startup Shopping Guide, but then there should be workaround. Nope, it must be on the next page. It may have just gotten dropped somehow. We'll have to put it back in. Because I remember Lynn and I working on creating the shorter version.
Right. Yeah, this one seems like a shorter version for sure.
The startup. It's still shopping guide. Here we go. Let me see. Click here to download.
Shopping guide.
Or is this just the food list?
Startup. The shopping guide startup?
Because it has
short.
No, this is just the food list. I'll find it and we'll get it up there, because we had created the shortcut version for the foundations to not confuse people when they first started. But then once you get into it and you want to add more stuff, we wanted the full one. So I'll look into it, because I still have access to the Before Be Gone pages that are on the old site. And I'll see if I can make sure that gets done, because there was a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, there's tons. And you had links, like B12, for instance, you had a link, I guess. So when you link to it, it doesn't go anywhere on your page. Well, at least I don't have access to it wherever it goes, because it's blocking me out of it under the old website, right?
The old website's blocking you out?
The old website said I'm not, I don't have access to that page or whatever it is.
You should.
I know. So, I talked to Scott.
Then
I sent that down
and look up Mary and see why she doesn't have, because you should still have access to it. We didn't take that away from anybody, even though it's been a long time. We haven't taken it away, so I don't know what might have happened to that. I know.
Okay.
Look into it.
So my question with the supplements is, I just need to know some clarification. So the I have a DL, alpha lipoic acid. What is the difference between DL, are lipoic acid and alpha lipoic acid? Because when you're looking under your supplement list, you just have alpha lipoic acid, and then you have a link to R lipoic acid. And the supplement that he gave me was DL alpha lipoic acid. So I just
was
curious.
Yeah. So alpha lipoic acid, look at the label to see and see it might be a combo. So R, there's an R form and an L form, and oftentimes when they just list it as alpha lipoic acid, it's a combo. Turns out that the combo is actually the better form, because you get both, and they both have positive effects.
So that's the R that has both?
No, the one that just says alpha lipoic acid.
Let me go with this one.
What was the brand on the alpha lipoic acid?
The one that, let me see, actually I printed up the thing. On your list, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so the one that, it's Pure Encapsulation, actually. Hello?
Let me see. I'm looking it up.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just going to look it up and see if I can get the, see what's in it and see if it's a combo. It turns out that half and half is actually your better.
What's DL mean?
It's a chemical term. It has to do with the rotation, the orientation of the molecules.
Okay. And when you say both, do you mean like DL and R?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Here we go. So the Pure Encapsulations one is 600.
Yes.
And it's, let's see. And this one doesn't say. They don't say whether it's D or R. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, and what was one of the other brands? So, a good combination, depending on what your use is for, they're finding for, like, brain health, the 50-50 R and L forms. Now, some of them don't say, so I don't know. It would be a matter of contacting Pure Encapsulations and say, well, what is this? Is it R or is it L?
Right. Yeah. That's what I figured. Okay. All right. Because, I trust your products because they're clean and I'm assuming they're predominantly vegan or all vegan anyways, right?
Yeah. The only one I discovered wasn't is that the Vital, I thought they changed it, and they changed it only on some, that some of their products, Vital Nutrients, some of their products are gelatin.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So be careful with and some of them aren't, yeah. But that's the one that you'd be careful with, because I had discovered that by mistake, and I thought, oh, yeah. I looked at a couple of products, and then somebody pointed out to me, why do you have this one? I don't want to take that one. It has gelatin in it. And I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
So that's not a good one. But Pure Encapsulations is all, they're very clean.
Okay.
They don't have the stearates in them. They're vegetable. Mm-hmm. Is cellulose and water. They have some ascorbyl palmitate, which is a vitamin C, vitamin A combo, and then cellulose. That's it. So they're very clean. There's no other excipients or additives. That's why I like Pure. I like Thorn for that reason. I actually think I like Pure a little bit better, because Thorn puts a couple of other things like silicon dioxide in them, which is harmless, but it's still something that we probably don't need. So I like that. I like Premier. Seeking Health, most of theirs are stearate-free and really pure. There's a set of them, and that's why I was excited to meet somebody who is a distributor for all of them, so that you can go to one place and get them, and I can actually set up packages and bundles, like here's my blood sugar bundle if you're in sweet spot, or here's the whatever bundle, through the companies that I really like, all in one place.
So what's the one place? The shop? Where's the one shop stop?
Well, we haven't set it up yet. So
gotcha.
I found out about this. I signed up for it, and then I just have to get all my information in there. And I picked the companies that I wanted, but then they want me to pick the products that I want from them.
Right.
And then when you'll have one thing to log into, and we can give coupons. You can say, hey, here's the Christmas special, 20% off or whatever. And, they handle all the shipping, and they handle everything.
Through your site. It's through their site.
Through their site, but we'd give you a link. We'll probably create it on a shopping site that says shop here.
Gotcha.
And,
make it easier.
Because that way I can control the links. What's been happening was creating these booklets, and they have all the links to all of our supplement recommended ones, that if they change their link, they change their website, then our links don't work anymore. And it's been a lot of effort on our team's part to keep those booklets up to date. So I'd much rather be able to go into, have you guys go to one place that we have control over our storefront and what products we show, and they have all my favorites. So that was exciting.
No, that's a great idea. That is a fantastic idea, only because I'm like, oh, where was that supplement, PDF again? You know what I mean? So
Yeah, exactly. Sure. And for us, it's like, for me, it's like, you're telling me you can't find it. Now I got to go crazy looking all over the place to find out, well, why did it disappear and where is it? And then, you know, we have to open the Word doc. We have to make edits, you know, and then I have to upload it back to the site. It's just a lot of work, and I'd rather have someplace. But I've been looking for this for a long time, right? But individual, there's no one company that I like all their products. So I wasn't able to create that, because a lot of companies will create that for you here. Just send your people here and they can buy it. But I don't have one. There's not one company that I like. And if they suddenly take or change their supplements and I don't like them anymore, all I have to do is take them off my store and there's plenty of other choices. So we're looking at that to make it easy, because there's been a lot of demand for that. Why don't you just carry supplements? It's because it's a pain in the butt. I don't want to carry supplements. But this way I don't have to carry supplements.
Yeah. Perfect. And so my other question is similar to, magnesium. So the difference between, so is magnesium bioglycinate the same as magnesium glycinate?
It's bisglycinate. Yeah, it is. Same thing.
So bio and glycinate?
No, it's BIS, bisglycinate. It's not bioglycinate.
Oh, BIS? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. So Tiny. That's the same as just glycinate?
Yes.
Okay, because you do have a product here as well, I think. I thought you did. Anyways, it's not on here, but I thought I saw it somewhere on your site. So the pure encapsulation, pure encapsulation magnesium glycinate is the same as BIS glycinate.
I've got to look up what the difference is, but I don't think there is a difference in anything. Let me see.
Okay. That's another product I think I might have to find a substitute for it, because the one that I have, I want it cleaner than it is.
Well,
so.
The Designs for Health, I don't like all of their products,
yeah.
A couple of theirs. They have a powdered magnesium glycinate.
Yes, I saw I saw that too. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. Good. And so the other one, ionic zinc on your sheet as well. Is that, sorry, you have zinc assay? I say, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's the Premier Research Labs.
Yes. Is that the same as ionic zinc?
Yeah, it is an ionic zinc. It's just their name for it is zinc assay.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so that's a good one, too.
Or zinc tally. Yeah, it's zinc assay. I think Metagenics calls it zinc tally. And,
that's
ionic zinc.
Oh, yeah, Metagenics has a zinc tally, too. Right, okay. I forgot about that. Okay, and then you just talked about the Oregon grape. Is that a good substitute for grape seed extract? Grape seed sap?
No. No, it's different. Oregon grape is an herb that is high in berberine. It's a good substitute for golden seal, golden seal is endangered. So I don't use golden seal unless I think that that's the only thing that's going to help somebody. But I usually use the Oregon grape instead.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's good to know. So I'm just trying to find something for it with the grape seed sap, because this one that he gave me has magnesium stearate, and I'm having a hard time to find that.
Grape seed sap?
Yeah.
So grape seed, that would be the for the bioflavonoid, not the bioflavonoid, but the antioxidant.
Antioxidants, yeah.
Yeah. Grape seed sap, is it like grape seed, same as grape seed?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's the difference between that and resveratrol. Isn't resveratrol like the same thing?
Well, resveratrol is different. Yeah, resveratrol.
Oh, it's different? I didn't know that.
I don't know about grape seed sap. Let me look up grape seed sap.
And the brand is NFH. That's the one that, and I don't like NFH. That's all it has is like magnesium stearate all over it.
Proanthanthins.
What is this from raisins?
I would say GS grape seed extract. There's a lot of them. Nutrichem, nine amazing benefits, saponification, extract. Grapes, along with their leaves and sap, have been traditional. Okay, grape seed extract is derived from the ground up seed. grape seed sap. Let me see how that's done.
Lynn posted the one that I have up on the chat, and that's the one Lynn thinks. But, yeah, that one has magnesium stearate, so I wanted to stay away from it if possible.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, grape seed sap versus... I think you can look for, like... They're both full of the proanthocyanins. I'm not sure what the difference is or if there's a difference. Mm-hmm. It's from the seeds. Grape seed sap. Here, let me see. Here's one that talks about both of them. So let me see. That's the NFAH. Let's see what it says. Grape seed extract. Oh, it's just the same thing. So you can get grapeseed extract. You can look for it like Pure Encapsulations. What are the brands you can get there? What are the purer brands?
Yeah. Pure Encapsulation I can get. Is there a particular one? What's it called? What's it called?
I'm looking. Grapefruit seed extract. I don't want grapefruit seed extract. That's very different. All right, let's see. Pure Encapsulations, grapefruit seed extract, grapefruit seed extract, grapefruit seed extract.
I might have even looked at them, I think.
Yeah, so just start looking around for some of the brands that you trust. Look for Seeking Health may have some. Seed extract, but I didn't say grapefruit seed. I said grape seed. Nope, they just show grape seed extract. I'm going to look up Seeking Health. Seeking Health may have it.
Okay. So you're looking up grape seed extract and sap is the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I actually found it on the one that you have and they say, yeah, it just says grape seed extract. That's grapefruit seed extract. Olympian Labs. I don't know how that one is. You'll have to look at look them up and see if you can find one that's pure.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing as grape seed extract.
Extract. Okay, so that's good.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just go through quickly here. There's not that many more left. You know what? I was looking through Jan's document, because of the sweet spot that she's posted. And she had on her weekly thing, it says RM3. What does that mean?
RM3? I don't know.
Yeah, like she has short forms, I guess, and burst training, so she has SB or something like that. But she has this RM3, and I'm thinking, I have no idea what RM3 is.
No. Lynn, do you know what that is? RM3 on Jan's? I have no idea, but maybe we can ask her.
I'd
have to look at it to see if she has a code and stuff, but it may be just an abbreviation for something. I mean, this was basically what she used. It's not like an official document. It was just like a sample of what she used to track herself.
Yeah, and it's great. It's wonderful. Yeah. I think it's a great resource. And this one here where she has RM3 is actually a chart she's created where you can take off stuff, which is great, and keep you on track. But I'm like, what the heck is RM3? Okay, so you don't know. All right.
No. Yeah, maybe Lynn knows. Okay. Lynn, do you know?
No, I was just looking it up myself to see.
Just Lynn will figure it out. She's the great figure it outer person. All right, I'll close your line until you find it. Anything else, Mary?
Just really quickly, questions, a couple of them left. A good recommendation for stevia green powder. I know one of your recipes lately, I think, had green stevia powder. So does stevia leaf have a green?
Mountain Rose.
Mountain Rose.
Company, they have them.
Okay, so Mountain Rose.
Mountain Rose, and there was one other, but it's escaping me. Mm-hmm. And you buy it, and you have it for like 5 years because
you
use all that much of it. I've had mine forever.
Yeah. Does it last forever?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not kept in a I think it lasts.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it still has the flavor. It still tastes like stevia. It doesn't have, if it's going to go bad, it'll taste like really super bad and bitter and
right.
throw it away and get more.
And do you have a, or do you, what, do you have a good miso brand that doesn't have like, that's not made out of like soy or, a grain or whatever? Is there such a thing?
A miso grain? Yeah, there's.
Brand.
There's chickpea miso from, what's the name of that company? They're in England, New England, not England.
But does it have a grain in it, though? Because sometimes it's blended
chickpea.
With a rice.
No, it's chickpea. It's not, nope, it's just pure chickpea miso.
It's South River.
South River, yeah, there you go. South River miso, pure chickpea.
South River, okay.
Yep.
All right, excellent. And, okay, really quickly, if you had to put a, I know you don't do this, but in any of your programs. But if you had to put a percentage of macros distribution on your, on, like your programs or your food recommendations or what have you, do you have an idea what that would be? Because I'm asking because of the whole
person to person. It's going to vary from person to person, right? Some people can tolerate higher carb, and other people. Like if I looked at mine is probably 10% carb. I don't know. Well, carb, yeah, carb is my fiber and all that. I don't know. It's really hard for me to say. You know, in some cases, people are up to 60% fat if they're doing more of a keto plan, but, you know, good plant fats. But then the plant fats would have fiber and they would have carbs. So I've never calculated it.
The reason why I'm asking is because, you know, I've been doing this. I've been experimenting with a bit of keto, and, you know, Elena Love is huge on the whole vegan keto as well.
Yeah.
So,
I love that.
But I've just gotten some gut tests back from Direct Labs, and I did a fatty spot or whatever the case is. And so myself and Lisa are going to be talking about it probably next week. But it looks like digestion of fat is an issue for me. And I know I probably overdo it with fat, maybe. I don't know. So that's why I was saying, like, you're, like when you have your, like, say your sweet spot and you have your menu plans, I'm just curious, what's the percentage of fat usually in your menu plans or in your recipes kind of thing on average, just so I haven't, because I don't want to start overdoing it with fat. I might have to cut it down.
I wish I could give you an answer to that, but it's not something I calculate.
But you're not like, it's not high up like the 70s and 80s. I think
it's
probably a little bit more conservative.
Yeah, like for me, I eat mostly vegetables with some, you know, tahini dressing or a cashew cheese on it, or you know what I'm saying? So I eat that.
Yes.
I don't eat carby foods, but I eat a lot of vegetables.
Right.
Like I make my dinner might be a head of cauliflower, and you'd have to look up like what's in a head of cauliflower and tahini, right? Cauliflower with the tahini sauce could be my whole dinner.
Yes, I noticed some of the things that you posted.
Or with salad or with some sauerkraut with it. You know what I mean? So I don't know what that would be, but I think you feel into it. And if you feel like you're not digesting the fat real well, if you feel like you feel bloated or gassy or anything after that, then, you know, back it off a bit.
Yeah.
And because I'm really big about not giving people exact percentages, but having them feel into it. And see how it goes, right? I want them to, I want people to be able to eat as much carb, good carb, whole food carb, right? As their body tolerates. So, and fruit would be considered in there, and, sweet potatoes would be in there, you know, whatever food it is. And I think that, it's going to vary from person to person. Like when somebody can eat like three or four pieces of fruit in a day and I can eat one.
Yes. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, I get that. And I think, too, the whole fat issue, too, is because the nuts and seeds are really high on my end, like omega-6.
Yes.
And
yes.
It reflected it for sure on the test. So, which I, you know, I didn't need a test for somebody to tell me. I figured that out myself, you know?
Yeah,
so,
and use the chart that's in the deep dive part of the nutrition module in Sweet Spot to calculate your omega-6-3, because that is the most important part, and it creates inflammation if you have too much 6-3. So you can actually put your recipe in there. Okay, I just made this sauce and it has this, that, and the other thing in it. You put those amounts into that spreadsheet and it'll tell you what your ratio is. And you can go, ew, that's too much 6. Let me take out the almond, you know, and substitute in some chia seeds or whatever, walnuts or something like that for it. And you can actually play with it and get your ratios good.
Well, my goal is to just really figure out and play with that chart. Like, that is on my to-do list for sure, because I know I'm having an omega ratio issue for sure.
So last question for you. You know, are all your programs available in print?
Lordy, like, Lordy, no, none of them are.
No,
I mean, we
no,
have recipe.
No, you're before begun. Sorry, your sweet
before begun recipe guide is available, but not the whole program.
No. Like your no, that's what I meant. Sorry, your recipe,
oh, you meant
guide
recipe
and your menu plans and stuff like that.
Yeah. So some of them are. Sweet Spot is, Green Cleanse is. What else? I think that. I'm pretty sure we were working on Grand. We were working on getting those available, and I don't know where my team is with getting that available. I mean, it's not that hard to do, but you have to actually take it, and they have to reformulate the covers so that it fits the mold of the, you know, the binding and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to get them to do it, and we do on demand, so it's a little more expensive than if we were to stock it, but we don't have the capacity to stock it.
Right. Well, you also offer, I think, a 50% off if you've taken the course or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. As much as you've taken the course and you have the ebook.
Because what I've been doing is I've been printing it out myself. Anyways, the cost seems to be, how much I think, if I calculated, I think I paid more to actually bind it.
To bind
then
it.
I bound it.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I think it's costing me more to do that than just to just get a print copy. And I didn't realize you had
right.
that option until, like, last week. So, okay.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. We'll look at – that's something we're looking into for future. We have – I don't know where that's at right now. I'm just trying to, you know,
yeah.
water with that. But,
only so much
yeah, so we charge – if you're already in the program and you've got the digital, we just basically charge you our cost, our shipping, our handling. You know, we don't really – add anything
right.
to it because you already have access to it. But if we were to sell it to the public, we've never decided whether we would do. Oh, I think we will sell the Sweet Spot, but it's part of what we call the Metabolic Reset Kit, which gets the booklet, and you can get it either in print or in digital. So,
right.
yeah.
Okay. That's
okay.
it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Lynn, did you have anything more to add about the...
Well, I was just going to talk about the fat thing because I have a tendency
yeah.
towards a fatty liver. And,
okay, go for it.
And so I just, but it's just like what you were saying, that you pay attention. So I kind of push my limit because I need more of that good fat. And I just pay attention. My body tells me, it's like, yeah, I think you're pushing the limit a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good fats. So one that I make sure that I take is, especially if I'm using any type of flax oil, is borage oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that really has seemed to help me break down fat, and absorb it. So, you know, I think it's just a really great opportunity to just pay attention and find out what does your body really need. And so I just wanted to mention that. I was looking at this thing from Jan that says RM3, and the only thing I can think of is your top three supplements.
Oh!
Your what?
That's what it is.
Your what?
The top, the DHA, magnesium, and chromium. So she just abbreviated as RM3.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that's just supplementation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got you. Ah, gotcha.
Good thinking, Lynn. Now that you say that, I remember it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, Dr. Rita Marie 3, is that what's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh,
I knew the RM stood for your initials, but I didn't know the three, what that meant. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's her way of abbreviating.
Okay. Mystery solved. Great.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, now I know if anybody else asked. That's great.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm going to call this quits now because it's I've got to go pack and get ready for my trip. And we've been here for almost 2 hours. Started out like nobody had questions, and then, you know, Mitt and Pat and you and, you know, it just – great, I love it, but you know, it's time to go. Thank you all for your contribution. Thank you for all your questions. I couldn't even imagine that we were going to hang up and not talk to you, Mary. It's like,
yes.
Mary's on a call and she hasn't raised her hand yet. That's what's going on. She must be doing something else.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I'm so excited for your news, and just keep it up.
Thank
just
you.
Keep up all your diligence and keep up the stress reduction, right?
That's the
big one for me.
It's huge for you. You're hypervigilant. I don't know if we've done your genes. I don't even remember, but if you did, you probably have a lot of the ones I have. You probably have the GADs and the MAOs, and it makes you very, very hypervigilant, right? You want to do it all right. And just like let yourself breathe, make sure you're making time for fun. And if you do go back to work for a month, you still have to make sure that you're leaving yourself the time for that breathe time, that time between the spaces, time between the activity that you go, what do I enjoy doing, right? Because that's the important part. I think the stress was really a big contributing factor.
For sure. Huge.
Huge, yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Have a great trip.
Thank you. I'll open everybody's lines and we'll say goodbye. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.